688BFI Mobile.
What's going on with Greggy Poop?
Oh, not a lot. Just went to Penn Station and got a cheesesteak, which was delicious. Now I'm heading to run a couple of errands, hardware store, sporting goods store, maybe, I can't think of that cheap tool store on Hall Road. So a couple little errands, and that's all I got. How you doing?
There you go. I think I have to close off and then maybe go do a little shopping. That's about it for me. I've still got a few punch list items. The weather's kind of So I've been taking advantage and trying to get punch list items on the node done. I'm down to one thing that's driving me up the wall. Now it's a thing. You know how you get on something and then it's like, now I got to figure it out.
All right, yeah, I know exactly how that is. You run into one snag that you know you'll get, but you just got to go through all the stuff to get there, and you know you will. Yeah, I should have mowed my lawn 2 days ago. I was just not really thinking or looking ahead at the weather. It needs to mow, which I might be able to sneak in before the rain today, depending if it gets dry enough. But we'll see. Other than that, doing these errands and then stuff inside the house.
There you go. Well, I didn't do it 2 days ago, but pretty much just ahead of the rain. And so I'm in not bad shape. I can see it's when it dries, it's going to need cutting, but I'm in pretty good shape in that department. And, yeah, last thing I'm down to is I'm trying to, I know you had some, I think you had some experience with this, but I got to modify the dial plan in Asterisk to accept only connections, only calls to a certain extension. And it's like, oh, the syntax is just, I'd rather pay the cheese tax than deal with syntax.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know exactly what you're talking about with the syntax and having to do all that. I have fumbled with it, but very, very little with the clear node. You have an accept list and a deny list, and you can choose between the two. And then you go from there. It's all done in the app. But you have to actually edit the file. Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun, but you'll get it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I will. Gotten everything else to this point. You know, we're similar little obstacles that we're all figured out. I'll tell you one that drove me nuts. I don't know if you've ever dealt with SSL certificates, but I wanted to stop that that danger warning, Will Robinson, whenever you went to the Allman 3 page on the FBI Hub. And it was just a bad or non-existent SSL certificate. So I read up on it. I got the proper software installed. I was doing everything right, and I just couldn't get it to work. And then it turned out there was a file. I just kept backtracking, figuring out, you know, and then I figured there's this file where you have to tell it. The Apache, I guess the expected domain, because I'm using DDNS. So you have to tell it, because it isn't residing on that domain. So you got to tell it what the domain it has to create an SSL certificate for. Makes perfect sense to me now, after I figured it out. But, you know, until then, I'm like, you know, why isn't this working? So.
Well, yeah, I read a little bit of your blurb on the Discord there about that. Yeah, that would be a weird one to finally figure out. And like you said, it makes sense once you do it, but you didn't realize that was part of the equation. until after you realize it. The only thing I had with that is that scanner program I have, ProScan, that allows me to put my scanner feed up on a web page. And that, same thing, I wanted to get rid of the NAG, so I got the SSL certificate. And I actually wrote a note, because I got to, like, redo it or re-up it or whatever every 30, 90 days or 6 months or something like that. I don't remember, because I kept forgetting one step, which is basically to stop the web server and then apply it, or do the upgrade or whatever it is, and then restart the web server. And once I figured that out, you know, of course I ran into it multiple times before I made a note about it. Now that I made the note, I remember every time. So, yeah, similar, not quite the same, but I understand. KD8PSI.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, there's one little thing. You know, you understand what's got to happen. You know what you got to do. You know all the pieces, parts, but it ain't working. It's like, ah, okay. Yeah, same thing. And, yeah, it's, I forget what it is now. They've made it more frequent. And this bot thing that I downloaded supposedly takes care of that for you. It updates and keeps on top of it. So I think I'll have to go reread that. But the things start breaking again in 6 or 8 months or whatever. It wasn't 6 months, but it wasn't a year. I think it was like 8 months or something weird. So it breaks again in whatever the time frame is, then I'll know it then automatically update. But it's a pretty easy procedure to update, so if I remember how. All right, anyhow, I'm going to let you get back to your stuff. I'm going to get to mine because, like I said, I got to go hose off and maybe go do some shopping and figure out what the rest of the day looks like here. After yours, W8FU.
All right, very good. Well, good luck with your project. I'm sure it'll get wrapped up. I'm inbound for Harbor Freight. That was the store I couldn't think of. Going to give it another Apache case or two. I bought one, and now I think I need two more because I like them. Anyway, talk to you soon. KE8BSI.
Oh, by the way, you're an iPhone guy, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I presume you have repeater phone on your phone. Just FYI, I'm working on the thing I'm trying to do it now is I'm trying to shut down repeater phone everywhere except where I want it. And if you need, I'll put it in the Slack. It's no secret, but I want all repeater phone connections coming into private node 1020. And you just add the connection in your repeater phone credentials. And then you just have to tell it the DDNS, katefbi.servedir.com. And you just tell it those two things, the private node number and the DDNS name, and it'll work. And I'm going to be keeping that one up and running. I'm just trying to stop people from using repeater phone where I don't want it used.
Okay, yes, I definitely do have that. I don't use it often, but when I do, it's kind of needed. So good to know. I'll have to get that. I just changed the favorite in there to the new one that you gave me, but apparently there'll be another one. I guess I don't quite understand why you would want that separated.
I'm just trying to get all radio-less connections in one, you know, window in one hub, and then and it's private, so I can do things like bring in the Hoyt connections and the Echolink connections, and you know, I'm wondering too. That's kind of me being OCD about it. You know, would it just as well go in the 002 personal nodes space? You know. Yeah, it could really go either way. So if you've got it set up for 02 until you get around to it, that's fine. But I'm trying on shutting that down just to keep, you know, interlopers. You know, it'd be the program's too easy. If you publish your stats to, you know, report your stats to All Star Link, and you don't close down the port, you're wide open for business for, you know, for goofballs. So I figure with this way here, I can at least, you know, have some control over, you know, the millions of people I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Completely understand that. So, yeah, I'll keep an eye on the Discord for what you just said. Most of it I can probably remember. And then next time I'll make the switch there. Or just get a hold of you when I do it. So, good to know. Thanks for that info.
I'm going to post something in Discord. And I also got to figure out what the official DV switch method is going to be. Well, DV switch, I recommend people just do the, I know what I'm going to do for DV switch. I just did that with Eric. So I'm going to have to spell out a little tutorial, post it in the Discords. All right, I'll let you get to it and get to what I'm doing here. W8FU.
All right, KE8BSI.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just for a quick one.
Oh, man. Well, he's looking for a quickie. Watch it when BD is looking for a quickie.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you saw my WD-40 advertisement.
I did.
Now I'm in trouble for posting it. She goes, really? You posted that? Of course I did. So we're going to the farmer's market. We'll only be here about 4 more minutes. But we had a power outage last night, and I don't know what that was all about. But good old generator kicked on right away, and my fan came on, and my lights came on, and everything else. And it ran for about 4 hours. So now my standby house generator's probably got a grand total of a whopping 16 hours on it in the last 4 years.
Hold on a minute, you got a phone call? Okie dokie. Actually, I was typing a text. But anyhow, when you say farmer's market, the one in downtown or somewhere further? You're probably talking about the one right there in New Baltimore, right?
Yeah. Looks to me like everybody else has the same idea today. Trying to find a place to park isn't so good.
Well, sounds like fun, although it's a little dreary. What else would you be doing? Okay, like I said, I do got to get out of here. I got some things I got to do, and I got to go jump in the shower, and I got some shopping and running around I got to do myself. So I keep dragging my feet here, and next thing you know, it's going to be 3 o'clock. I'm going to be like, where'd the day go?
Yeah, I've got it. Marion's got the drearies, too, because of the weather. All right, have fun. All I got with me today is my UHF, so if you need me, call me on this one. WBD.
Sorry. WFU.
This is KF8EQN. Monitoring. KE8VSI. No fishing gear at Dick's Sporting Goods. Who would have thought?
Yay. I got it.
I got it. WABD Mobile.
I didn't think you would talk on the analog anymore.
What was that? Sorry, I had the volume too low.
I was just Wally teasing you. I says, I didn't think you would talk on analog anymore. Those exciting new APXs.
Well, they're not in the car yet. So... this one, I could be on DMR, but that's all my only choice on this radio. So, my sister-in-law is in the car here, and I was just curious what this was, so I'm just showing her.
Tell her it's something that we've purchased to annoy our wife.
Yeah, okay, so give her an example, where are you right now?
Fredmore Highway and I-94 heading towards Port Huron.
Oh, good. Okay, where are you heading? Is this a holiday thing or someone going to help?
Kind of noisy, but I think you said where we're heading. We're headed towards Sam's Club, and then we're going to meet Tom at Chicken in the Rough.
Chicken in the Rough. Never heard of it. Is it like a Frankenmuth kind of place?
Yeah, it's called the Palms Bar or something like that. The Palms Crystal Bar, but it's Chicken in the Rough. It's kind of a chicken franchise that failed many years ago, but this one's still alive, and the chicken is really, really good.
Is it mostly, like, fried? I'll put that to the good stuff, because that's where they put all the flavor in the breading.
Yeah. Have you ever done a weekend, or, like, on a Saturday or a Sunday up here in Port Huron? It's really kind of neat. They got an old lighthouse boat that's kind of a museum. That's really cool to see. There's a lot of cool things to see in Port Huron. Cool little vacation, one-day vacation type thing. Just take Debbie up here and show her around, and then I know that there's a ham radio on the boat, too. They use it once in a while. Years ago, it's an old tug that a bunch of Detroit diesels down below that they used to send out into Lake Huron and anchor it out there for 6 months at a time with lights on it, you know, back before their GPS days and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that's reminds me of my friend who passed away. It was up in Petoskey. He was involved with the USS Mackinac, the icebreaker that was turned into a museum, and also had a ham club station there.
Yeah, it's half in the water, half not. And then the benches are really cool. You can sit on the benches and watch all the freighters come in and out. It's kind of fun to watch, and the water in the summer is just beautiful blue right there. So, it's a cool little day trip. We enjoy it.
Yeah, I've only been to, we spent a couple of days in Port Huron, but mostly just going through to Canada on the Blue Water Bridge. So, all right, we're just heading to the restaurant, so we're almost there. So I'll talk to you later. Enjoy your dinner, and enjoy the holiday tomorrow. If you got any big plans? Catch you later. KPR 73.
Yeah, take care. I'll get you the details on the little day trip. Maybe we'll go with you. Talk to you later. WBD. This is KF8DQN. Can I get a signal report?
AE8WOJ, you're making it in, there's a little bit of static with you.
Thank you, I'm on a cheap $15 UV5R UC, so that's kind of what I expect my.
Well, you're making it in, the audio is decent, and you can carry on conversations easily with it.
This is KF8GQN. Got a generic question to anyone out there listening. Does anyone have experience with a flower pot antenna?
AEAWOJ. Nope, I wish I could help you there, but I could only suggest maybe, seems to me I've seen quite a bit of that on YouTube.
Yeah, I was watching some videos on YouTube and I saw they're pretty cheap and inexpensive, and I thought it'd be kind of a fun experiment to, you know, run one up a tree and try to power off a HP unit. I don't know if that would even be a good idea, get an adapter, but I don't know if a SMA connector on the handheld would work, but...
Well, I don't see why it wouldn't. It just, you know, it just depends on the application you're going to use it for. But it seemed to me like most of the, those using the flower pot antennas were in HOAs where they couldn't have, you know, regular antennas, so they were creating something to hide.
If I was to run that antenna up a tree, I'd probably have to have, I don't know, 20 foot of coax to run it indoors. Do you think there's, like, a problem with the attenuation of that distance of coax? I haven't done anything with the long-distance coax distance.
Well, I kind of doubt it if you had a, you know, get it. No matter what you use, you got to check the SWR and get a low SWR, so it's going to work well. But when I started, when I first got my license, I had the same thing, handheld with a 10 or 12 foot piece of coax and a ladder antenna, ladder wire antenna type of thing. And it worked okay.
Did you just run your coax from outdoors to the outdoor window seal and connect it to your HP?
Yeah, your audio is getting real low. It's getting hard to hear you, but yeah, I think I heard you say. Yeah, I took it outside with me. I'd sit on the porch here and hang it in on a hook on the overhang kind of thing, and just sit on the porch and use it. I didn't run it through the wall, you know, into the house.
Yeah, it's a good idea to use a ladder. Set up. I'm gonna drop out here.
I don't know if you're mobile or you're kind of walking around there, but I'm kind of losing you there. So have a good one there. Good luck with your little project there. It's always fun. I think if you get into radio, there's always going to be a project you want to do. Anyway, good luck. Have a good day and a safe weekend. KEAWOJ.
KCAKGOWABD.
KF8DBZ. KF8DBZ. KF8DIC. Copy.
Good to hear you out there, Jack. This is Cliff. My call sign isn't KF8DPZ anymore, though. It's N8CAF. That's all right. It's just good to hear your voice. It's just, you know, we hadn't heard you in a couple of weeks, and I heard somebody calling for you again on DMR, and I looked that up. It's like, oh, wow, I haven't heard of him in a while. And as you know what happened with Joe, I got a little bit worried.
I really thank you, and I appreciate you. Honest to God, I really do. I'm glad that you did that anyhow, because well, I'm by myself, you know what I mean, and I'm okay. I was on Hazel Park. I was telling the guys out there, I was at Hazel Park net. I was outside and talking on my UB32 radio, and then I said, I'm in and out. But that's no problem, you know. I've been on another one is N8LC Cruise, Land Cruise. I was out there Thursday night. I usually have the net at 8:30. And I usually go on it at 8:30. But if I'm not there, you probably hear me Monday night on the Saginaw. I use the Echo Link on the Saginaw repeater. Every Monday night I was out there. But I'm the last one to talk out there.
Hey, Jack, I think you timed out there because I lost about half your transmission. You cut off in mid-sentence.
Yes, I guess so. I did get cut off. I'm on the TYT-9600 base station. I just want to be on the FBI all the time. I was all day today outside, and I didn't come home until about an hour ago. And you know how it is between family here and there, and go to church. And I did all that work, so yeah, I really appreciate you. I really thank you.
You are most welcome, Jack. Anytime. We gotta look out for each other, you know?
Yes, we do. Yeah, and also I'm studying for my general. I took a test and I fell with 3. So, and I couldn't pass. It was 9 wrong plus a 3. So I'm studying for that too. So if you don't hear me out there. But I just want to be listening on the FBI. Also on that 625 repeater, the Detroit repeater. And I don't know if you know the difference on that Detroit repeater or not.
Well, you know how it is for me where I'm at, Jack. Every time I've tried to contact any of the Detroit repeaters, and I mean any of them, this goes back to when you and I met on GMRS. As you said, the Detroit repeater is not for you, and you're right. I can't get through to those from my house. Now, I get a few miles away in the right place. I can reach them with no trouble, but there's something between me and the Detroit repeaters that is interfering mightily. There's a couple other hams a couple, 3 miles south of me. They had the same kind of issue, so there's something that's interfering.
Okay, what happened, 2 months ago it was down, now it's up. Now, on that RX, the CTCSS, you have to shut that down, that 141.3. Shut it down, that way you can talk, because that's what's happening out there.
Okay, so there's no CTCSS needed to access the Detroit repeater on UHF?
Yes, that's what it is. The CTCSS, the RX only. You turn that off and you should be have no problem. But I usually monitor that one.
Alrighty, I'll bop around there sometime after I get the radio reconfigured and things like that. It's just good to hear your voice, you know, and to know that you're okay. Like I said, I hadn't heard you in a couple of weeks. Somebody else was calling for you on digital, and I was suddenly having flashbacks to a couple months ago. I said, you know what, I'd better go and find out.
Thank you again. I need to know, what is that a new call sign you have?
Yeah, a couple of months ago, I bought myself a vanity call sign. And that call sign is November 8 Charlie Alpha Foxtrot.
NHCAF.
Got it. And thank you again. Take care and have a good evening. Better day tomorrow. KF8DRC.
Same to you, Jack. Same to you. 73 is DE. November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. Clear and monitoring.